We are in Tzadi Dal Amun Aleph. And we are 11 lines down from the top. We just said this last line just before we finished. Let's just start from there. Amar Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi. Again, still trying to figure out this concept of Eid Echad Vayavim. So the Gemara said, Amar Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Achal Rav Ashi, Tashma. Eina isha ne'menes lomar meisi v'amisha she'enasei v'lo meisa achosi she'chanesel v'isa. Right, the woman can't say, my yavam passed away, right, in order to be able to get married to, you know, to be married to marry anybody else because she's free to go, right, or not to say that my sister passed away in order that I can go ahead and marry her husband, right. The implication is the Gemara is, he nihi de lo mehemna ha eidecha mehemun, right, she's not believed. Implication is that she's not believed, but a regular Eid Echad would be believed. Right? Because she's nogeya, she it's her life, so she's the one, she's trying to find her way in, so that we don't believe her. But a regular Eid Echad, the implication is you believe. So Gemara says, come on, really, it can't be. According to that, if that was true, Eima Sefer, what about the next part of the mission that says, Eina Ish Ne'eman Lomar Meis Achi, Sheya Bimistra Ishto. A man's not believed to say, my brother died, in order to do Yibum with his wife. Or to say, my wife died, in order to marry his sister. Right? And would you say in such a case, oh, what is the implication? And you say, oh, and I'll tell you what the pshat is in this Mishnah, that he's not believed, but Eidecha will be believed. Rashi points out that's impossible, right? Right, save for the Katani, look at Rashi, it's the first Rashi in the skinny lines on the right side. Save the Gatani says Rashi, Ha Eid Echad Meheman bit mea? Yeah, the Gemara is asking a question, right? But me Meheman Eid Echad Lomar Mesa Aishteich Lisa Chosai. No one's going to say Eid Echad is going to be allowed by a man, by the husband to allow him to get remarried. The whole concept of this whole idea of Eid Echad was Mishumi Guna Akila Be'erbanon, right? To help the women who otherwise are left, right, unable to get remarried. That's not true by the man, right? So the implication there would be ridiculous, right? And the Gemara continues the question. Bishlam agaba isha mishumi guna kilubara banan. I understand by a woman, right? Because of concern of iguna, so we're make of her. By like agaba ish ma yikalamemar. Would you by a man? You're never going to say that implication would make no sense, right? So to say that, oh, she's not believed, so it must be an eidecha is believed, and it's parallel because the same thing by the man, he's not believed, but the eidecha we believed, that makes no sense. We never say such a thing by a man. So rather, what is this whole? What is this mission really about? So it has nothing to do with Eid Echad. Elaki itzrich l'Rabbi Akiva itzrich. Right? The reason you have this halacha that says that the isha is not ne'emenes, right? To say that, you know, her sister died, or to say that her yavam died. Why is that? What's that about? It's not to tell me that, you know, she's not believed, but Eid Echad is believed. Rather, it's according because the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Why? Sachadat dechamina. I might have mistakenly thought. However, Rabbi Akiva, since Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, Yesh Mamzer Mechavi Lav, and right, we've seen this opinion many times, Rabbi Akiva holds that even from an Isra Lav, just in Losa say, that a child from that union is considered a Mamzer, Eima Chaisha Akil Kulo Dezara, Verdaika, maybe I would say, she's so worried, right? If she goes ahead and she marries, you know, she marries a man who's not her Yavam, right? Let's say she's a Yavama, right? And she has a Zikal Yivam to this guy. And she goes ahead and she says, no, he passed away and she can marry somebody else. So maybe we'll say, look, she's so nervous. According to Rabbi Akiva, at least, you would say, look, she'll be so nervous to make a mistake because a child with that, you know, with that new husband is going to create a mamzer. So maybe you'd say, even in that case, we'll trust her because she's so and so, she'll be so worried. So comes this mission to say, no, kamash malon, that's not true. We're not worried. That we don't say that she's so worried in that case that we trust her. If she's a little too no gasp with her in this case, she's too much bias, and therefore even in this scenario, you know, we will not trust her and will not allow her to work. In which case, this tells me nothing about Eid Echad. Okay, so I'll skip the parentheses there. There's a whole back and forth in Rashi about whether those that line, you know, is included or not. We assume that it's not. Okay, so the Gemara continues to try. Rava Amar Eid Echad Ne'eman V'Yavama. And how do I know? Mikav Achomer. So Rava says an Eid Echad is believed by these cases of Yibam, right? To say that the Yibam died, to allow her to go marry anybody, somebody else. And how do I know from a Kav Achomer? What's the Kav Achomer? The Isser Kareis hitarta, the isra lav lo kol shekein. Right? Meaning, in general, right, we are allowing her to, an eid echad is going to work for an isra karis, right? Meaning, the case of eshet ish. Right? If an eid echad says her husband died, and now we allow her to get remarried, even though an eshet ish, you know, marrying somebody else is an isra karis. So we allow the eid echad for that case. So now you're going to tell me in the case of a regular lav, a losa say, of a yavama marrying someone other than the yavam, you're not going to trust him? Right? So it's a pretty good argument, right? If we allowed eid echad in the case of isra karis, why would we not allow eid echad in a regular lav, right? So the Gemara says, well, not so fast. Amalei, hahumir abban larava, he atzma tochiach, the cases of the woman herself and her testimony will prove that you're wrong. Why? The isra karis hitarta, lisra lav lo hitarta. Right, when it comes to the question of the woman herself giving testimony about herself, we don't allow it. Right, for example, if you look back on Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, right, we had a different Mishnah, right, which had said, what if she says, let me find there. Yeah, if you look at like four lines in the bottom of Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, we had this mission before. Ha'isha sha'amra meis ba'ali tinase. Right? Woman says, my husband died, right? We let her get married. Meis ba'ali tizyavim. She says that my husband died, she can do yivam. But ki tibay lecha lemisha yivam la'alma. Right? But that was obvious. The concern was, what about, you know, the scenario of when she says, my yavam passed away. Right? And that's when the mission seems to say, We don't allow her to testify. So meaning, you might tell me kava chomer, it makes sense that she's allowed, right? But the truth is, we don't have that. Right? That's, we've had examples where we allow her to say, my husband passed away, and we don't allow her to say, right, my yavam passed away. And one of the reasons why is the possibilities is because we're concerned that she in the case that she hates him, she doesn't like him, he's a weird guy, she doesn't want to marry him, right? So there are reasons why there's svaras why we allow her to say, my husband passed away, and don't allow her to say, my yavam passed away, right? So the truth is, you want someone to kavah chomer? Yeah, I hear you in a certain sense, but the truth is, we already have b'feirush that we allow her to say, right? And Rashi points out, lisur karis, look at that Rashi, a few lines from where it says Mishnah in Rashi, lisur karis, lomar, meis balei chinasi, right? To allow her to go ahead and marry an isur karis, so that's been something that we've allowed. So you're right, but the truth is, there are other factors at play that are getting in the way. It's not just one's more machmir, a machmir case we're allowing it, and the less machmir case we're not. The less machmir case has other mitigating factors. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, then why taka, isn't she believed, right? The keva de zimnin de sanyale lo daiku mitzvah, right? In a chanami, the keva de zimnin de sanyale lo daiku mitzvah, right? And the whole reason why we didn't believe her, right, was because maybe she's gonna like not like the guy so much, she won't be so careful. So same thing again. What was one of the rationale for allowing eid echad was that it wasn't just eid echad. It's that eid echad combined with the fact that she'll be very careful. So in the case of yavam, maybe she won't be very careful. She's so desperate to get away from this guy that she won't be careful. In which case, your whole concept of eid echad is gonna fall apart. So even though you're right, just from, you know, the powerful level of the iser, it should be a kavah chomer. It's not, because the kavah chomer is, like we said, there's mitigating factors that make it much, you know, reasons why you would have a lot less reason to believe her. And that's why, even though we believe her to say, my husband passed away, to allow her to, you know, to marry, to, she's otherwise she'd be an Eshet Ish, she can marry anybody else, we don't believe her to say that her, or we don't have a proof yet, you know, to say that we would believe her to say that her yavam passed away.
It just seems so unique that she's directly impacted by the outcome. Actually allowing her to impact
you know, the cases. Yes.
I mean, yes. Typically you would assume you have to stay on the sidelines.
Right.
Figure it out.
You can't, But that's the power of Mishum Miguna Kilvir Abana, right? That's the power of, because of these situations that are so, you know, they should be left forever, you know, that if there's some information that could work, you know, there are times when we'll be able to use
then
it.
Then you start throwing in Mamzer and Kares. I mean, it's like, right, you're weighing which,
right,
one is worse.
But that sort of takes us back to the point we mentioned a few days ago, which is that the punishments are so severe if she's wrong, and that's one of the reasons why Chazal piled on all the things that she loses. She loses her ksuba. She loses her rent. She has to, can't marry anybody. You know, all the things that happen because of it, because on the one hand, you want to give her the latitude to be able to tell the truth if that's what happened. On the other hand, you want her to recognize how serious it's going to be if she messes it up. But yeah, she's really rolling the dice in these cases. Okay, so the last line in that Mishnah was Zed Medrash Darish Rabbi Elazar and Masya. And what was the Jerusha there? The Jerusha was as follows. The Mishnah had said, the Mishnah had said on Tani Beis HaMa'alos, was talking about again these cases, right? And we said, if she, you know, v'isha grusha miisha v'lo miisha ino isha, right? That she doesn't have to get a get from the second husband if the second husband, if she married the second husband, totally, you know, it was a mistake. She never should have married him. So in that situation, she doesn't need a get. Because it's only isha grusha miisha, even though the last one gave her get, she's not pasul min kahuna. Right, he has to give her a get, but she doesn't. She's not pasul min kahuna. Why is that? Because again, isha grusha meisha. It has to be a woman who was divorced from her man, who's actually her husband. And here, this wasn't actually her husband. So Gemara says like this: Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Havalele Reb Elazar leMedrash bei Marganisa v'Darish bei Chaspa. He says, Reb Elazar should have darshened a beautiful pearl or jewel, and instead he darshened a shard of clay, meaning he messed it up. He used the pasuk for a weak, simple drasha instead of using it for a much fancier, more sophisticated point. And what's that? My marganisa. What would have been the beautiful jewel, the beautiful pearl, if you would have gotten it right? Desanya v'isha grusha meisha afilu lo niskarsha ella meisha psul lekahuna v'hainu reach haget deposel bekahuna. What's the case? The case is as follows. Rashi says, Lo niskarsha ella meisha. Rashi says, Kegon shekosav laget v'amr lahareya v'gereshes mimeni v'i'at m'teras l'chadam. When a person gives a get, what do they say? They don't say this line. When a man gives a wife a get, he says to her, take your get, he says, v'hareya m'gereshes mimeni, right? You are divorced from me, v'at, and you say, v'hareya m'teras l'chadam, right? The opposite of, right? When you do kiddushin, you say, hareya m'kudeshesli, right? You make her, she's for only for you, and take her away from the whole world. You give a get, what you say is, Hariyat Muteras Lachaladam. Now you're permitted to everybody else. But what if a guy says, Hariyat Mikurashis, meaning you're divorced from me, but you're not Muteras to anybody else. Okay, so all he's doing is divorcing her from him, but not activating the heter to everybody else. Okay? What happens in that case? Is she considered a divorced woman in that case? So the Gemara says, the Jerushi would have made, Isha Grusha Me'isha. So the Rabbi Elazar said, Isha Grusha Misha means, yeah, that's just to say that a get which was given, which was fake, isn't really a get, because it's not Grusha Misha. He didn't actually get divorced from her. So Gemara says, I don't even need Joshua for that. That's obvious, right? She's not divorced. It's a fake. It's, you know, a random person gives a fake get. That's nothing. Of course it's a zero. And if you hadn't used it for that drasha, I would have said this beautiful drasha, which is that even a scenario where the man gives a woman a get and says, you're only divorced from me, but you're not mutaris the whole world, that's still called a gerushin. Isha grusha me'isha only from her husband, right? Me'isha only from her husband. That even in that case, she's psula min kahuna v'hainu reach haget deposel b'kahuna. And that would be what we call reach haget, which is possible from the kahuna. What would be the case? Let's say he gives her such a get and then he does, right? So what's the halacha? Is she a grusha or is she an almana? Can she marry a kohen? Right? So according to this drasha, she'd be a grusha and she wouldn't be allowed to marry a kohen. So that's the again, what's gavaldic about the drasha is the beauty of the drasha, not the outcome, which is worse.
I mean, right? It dies, it is a legitimate case.
Right, that would be a real case. But the point is that they're just saying the drasha is a big chiddush. I'd rather use a pasuk for that drasha, not for this other drasha, which is a chaspa. It's like, it was unnecessary. I didn't need it. But the point is that once you gobble up that pasuk, right, now you've used it, now I can't, it's not available now for something else. That's the point. Fine. Okay, next Mishnah. Next Mishnah gives the following interesting cases. Me flipping the case to the wife leaves, and she doesn't come back. So why do we care about this case? We'll see in a second. Misha halcha ishto l'medina sayah. So the wife goes on a trip, and she goes, you know, somewhere far, far away. Bo v'amru lo, mesa ishtech. And they come back and say to him, Your wife passes away. Okay. And what happens? V'nasa es achosa. So what, the Gemara is not going to give a case. Yisha could give a case, and he marries some other woman. Why is that not a chiddush? Because mikar did midiraisa, he can marry another woman anyways, right? A man's allowed technically. We don't do it anymore, right? The cherem, Rabbeinu Gershom says he can't do that anymore. But technically, right? He's not like an aguna. There's no such thing by a man. So, but what is? What case could come up? The case could be until once he's married to this woman, as we know, he's forbidden to her sister, right? So she, so they go ahead and they find out your wife passed away, and he goes ahead and he marries the sister. Then his wife comes back. Right, what happens in that case? So in that case, muteris lachzor lo. The first wife is allowed to go back to her original husband, even though he has now married her sister. Why? Because the marriage is a mistake. Right? They were never really married. Why not? Because as long as he was married to his first wife, the kiddushin to the second to her sister is not chal. It doesn't work. Right? And now, in the Mishnah will emphasize how much the second marriage was a zero, right? Umutar bekrovo shniya. He's permitted to even marry the krovim of the second woman, meaning the second woman who he thought he was married to, but by mistake, he's permitted to her krovim, which usually would be forbidden if he was married to her. Ushniya mutaris bekrovov, and the second woman could go ahead and marry his krovim again, even though. If she had been married, she'd become now forbidden to his krovim. But even if, like, you know, they got divorced or whatever. The mesa rishona, mutar b'shniya. And now, if the original wife would pass away, he'd be permitted to marry the second wife again. And even though he married her once, quote, married her, b'isser, was with her together, b'isser, once the first wife would pass away, he would now be allowed to go back to the sister, if he wanted. But the point being that this entire second marriage was a zero. Nothing really happened. So Amrullah may say ishto. So now different case. And what if they said to him, your wife passed away, Vinasachos, and you went ahead and married her sister, V'achach Amrullah Kayemes. And then they say, V'amrullah Kayemes Haisa Umesa. And then they tell you, similar case we had before. It's true, she's not alive now, right? But when you married the sister, the first wife was still alive. Okay? So that scenario. What happens then? So in that case, Havlad Rishon Mamzer. V'acharon ein mamzer, right? So the first child, right? Meaning the child that was born while he was still officially married to the first wife is a mamzer because he comes. This child is coming from the union with the achos ishto, right? V'acharon ein mamzer, right? But the child that comes after the first wife died already, and now his marriage to her is real. So that child's not a mamzer. Rav Yossi Omer kol shepolsa idei acherim polsa idei atzmo. So Yossi says this rule, which we're going to explain more in the Gemara, that any individual who passels by way of somebody else passels for himself. And if they don't passel for other people, they don't passel for themselves. Rashi says the Gemara is going to explain. So we're going to explain what that case means later on. But now the Gemara is going to kind of take on this question of how do we deal with this question of or some more details about what to do with the case of the man who was, again, married to this woman. He reports that she dies, and he marries his sister. So the Gemara says like this. Gemara says as follows. So, af agav, de'ozel ishto v'giso le'medina sayam. So again, our original case is man's wife goes to Medina Sayam, he hears that she dies, he goes ahead and he marries her sister, and then she comes back, right? So what's the halacha? We said in that case, he can go ahead and go back to his original wife can come back to him, and the second the sister, you know, is not considered married to him at all, and she goes free from that marriage entirely. It seems like, okay. So what about the following case? You have a husband and wife A and a husband and wife B, okay. Husband A, right, is here. And his wife goes to Medina Sayam. At the same time, right, his wife had a sister, right, B, and she was married. She's married also, okay. So, man A and his sister-in-law B stay here, okay. Wife A and the brother-in-law B, they both together go to Medina Sayam, and we're told that both of them died. Okay, so what's going to happen in that case? So the guy goes ahead and wants to marry his sister-in-law. Okay, he marries his sister-in-law. That's, you know, okay, so they got married. Fine, because now her husband passed away and his wife passed away, basically, right? Fine, but what happens when they come back? Okay, when they come back, so we say to him, oh, okay, it turns out your wife's still alive. He's like, great, no problem, see ya. He gets rid of his second wife and he goes back to his first wife because their marriage is still legitimate, their marriage is still intact. Yeah, that's great for him, except for what happened to the sister-in-law. Right? She now was married to a man who's not her husband, and it turns out that her husband comes back. Right? And if she wasn't careful, depending on what it was, Eid Echad, Shtayedim, etc., she could be, if it was Eid Echad only, right, she's going to go ahead and become forbidden to her husband. Right? So this guy's like, see ya, sorry, and takes back his first wife, and she is messed over because she can't stay with her original husband.
It's asymmetrical, right?
What?
It's asymmetrical.
It's asymmetrical. Correct. Yeah. Exactly. So the Gemara says like this. Va'avagavda alzo ishto v'giso. So even though the case could be, his wife and his brother-in-law went to Medina Sayyam, we're still going to say this halacha we passing in the Mishnah is still going to apply. Meaning, da'hani hani nisum de'kamitzra eishes giso agiso. Right? Meaning, the question becomes, is the new marriage between this guy and his sister a real marriage or not? Well, if you ask the sister-in-law, the answer is, yes, you bet it is, in the sense that it forbids her to her original husband, right? Right? Afilu haki, eishes giso, asira, ishto, sharia. Right? So even though she, on the one hand, this relationship was significant enough to forbid the sister-in-law to her own husband, it doesn't forbid him to his wife. By the way, for good reason. It's not equal in terms of the directions. Right? The way it works for the men and works for the women is not all the same. Not the same. That's why. But the point is, we allow that asymmetrical reaction. Velo amrina, and we don't say mitoch shenesra eishes giso agiso teyaser ishto alof. Right? We don't say that just like he's now forbidden his sister-in-law to his brother-in-law, that also his wife should be forbidden to him. We don't say that. Right? That we don't do, and that's gonna have implications. So we'll stop here, and we're gonna see how that impacts, you know, the Shita Rebbe Akiva.